I've always been fairly good at writing. Ever since elementary school, I have been good at spelling and the simple parts of writing. I didn't really have an interest in writing until about 8th grade. I had one of the best teachers in the world. I was doing great in my writing class until we started our poetry unit. I dreaded going to my writing class every day that we were doing our poetry unit. I had never really done poetry before. My teacher pushed me to do my best and get thoughts to come up with different poems. We had to write 2 poems for each different kind of poem that we were doing. It was by far the worst thing about writing. I always kind of struggle when getting thoughts out and onto a piece of paper or on a computer. I had never had such difficulty when trying to get thoughts out. During my freshman year, I had another great teacher. He was always pushing us to do everything to the best of our abilities. He had never given up on us and never let us give up on ourselves. He wouldn't really help us write anything like our 8th grade teacher would, but he would at least help us start it. Give us intriguing openers, sentence starters that he thought could replace the beginning of our sentences and sound better than what they did. Most of all, he was really involved with the students and really had a passion for writing. He has his own website about teaching and is publishing a book. This teacher is a really successful man. He definitely inspired me to push my writing skills and write to the best of my abilities. He has shown me that with hard work, grit, and self-control, you can become a successful communicator throughout speeches, books, websites, and writing papers. During this unit, I have realized that I need to work on pushing myself to become a more effective writer. I need to open my mind and take in the thoughts that come to mind and somehow incorporate them into my poems. As we got farther into the unit, I noticed that I was not very open to ideas that I had in my head. Everything that I thought about, I figured was stupid or it didn't make sense. To become an effective communicator, I believe that I need to get a different mindset on poems and view their ways of doing good for people. Although I have a mindset of not liking poems right now, I believe that if you give me a pencil and some paper or a computer and have me write a poem from my heart, I may be able to do it easier. I have a Facebook page called Self-Harm is Serious, and it is meant to help people who self-harm have the thoughts of self-harming, have the thoughts of injuring themselves and or others, and need support. I made the page and have all admins and plan on quitting, and former self-harmers as admins to respond to messages, make supporting posts, etc. Through poetry, I have realized that it can change someone's outlook on things, to know that they're not the only ones that feel that way, or that they can, too, get their feelings out. I have posted one and only one poem that I have written myself to the page. It got over 100 views. It made me feel accomplished at impacting someone else's life. If I can take poetry and impact someone else's life, possibly save their life, I would love to be more involved with a living like a poet outlook on things. It has been hard these last few weeks, so I don't do well with due dates on things that take time, lots of time. I am getting a better view on poetry because I can positively impact other people's lives with it. I would love to keep it that way and write more poems to do so. I just can't do it under pressure and a time limit.